So disputes between countries can also come home to roost at home for those governments. The government in Greece was on the receiving end of that just a few days ago. There were big demonstrations in both Athens and Thessaloniki, protesters armed with clubs and Molotov cocktails, and riot police firing tear gas. Here's the world's Sarah Birnbaum on what sparked all the unrest.
The protests, the fighting, it's all over a name. Let me back up to 1991.
Within 10 years and the bloody civil war, Tito's republics, existing in relative peace, had split.
What was then socialist Yugoslavia starts to break up into several smaller states. One of them is called Macedonia. But that name doesn't sit so well with the new country's neighbor, Greece. To the Greeks, there can be only one Macedonia. And that's their Macedonia, ancient Macedonia, the birthplace of Alexander the Great Macedonia. So this goes way back. But why is this all an issue now? Well, Macedonia, modern-day Slavic Macedonia, wants to join NATO and the EU. But Greece, which is a member of both, at first says, no, 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 no. Not until you stop stealing the name of Alexander the Great's homeland. So, long story short, the two countries negotiated for two decades, and finally Macedonia says, fine, we'll call ourselves the Republic of Northern Macedonia. The Macedonian parliament approves that, and now the compromise is before the Greek parliament. So we're all good, right?
Nope.
That's Lydia Manolidou. She's a producer here at The World, and she's Greek. She's been reading a lot of the American news coverage around this.
I kept seeing these words, Greek nationalists have been protesting, Greek nationalists are opposed to this change. It's actually a bit more complicated than that, because it's not just Greek nationalists who are opposed to this. It's really a lot of Greeks who feel that Macedonia is such a big part of Greek history and even modern-day Greek culture.
She says the connection to Macedonia and Alexander the Great even gets taught in Greek schools.
We had to learn this military march that went something like, Macedonia ξακουστή του Αλεξάνδρου η χώρα. That roughly translates to the famous Macedonia, the land of Alexander the Great.
So this is clearly something that a lot of Greeks have an emotional connection to. But in the end, it seems the Greek prime minister, at least, is ready to move on. The compromise he negotiated with the other Macedonia is due to be put to a vote tomorrow in the Greek parliament. And despite the recent protests, lawmakers are expected to approve it. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.